With that, and just to add a bit of context here, but with that amount that you've stipulated, outstanding credit in South Africa was 1.73 trillion. That's obviously through regulated entities, including banks, other stores that are registered with the Financial Services Board. But there's a whole nother shadow lending practice. Do you have any idea how big that is?
Unfortunately, because it's not regulated and we don't have data on it, that we cannot prove. I mean, we cannot say exactly what is the amount or what is the numbers that goes out. But we do know that there is a lot of informal lending happening in South Africa on a regular basis, on almost a daily, weekly, monthly basis. And that is the problem, because it's not controlled. It is sometimes quite difficult for that specific consumer to manage it, especially when it comes to when they enter something like debt counseling or debt review. So that is definitely something that is happening in South Africa. And I don't want to use the term, but everyone knows the term about loan shark. It's definitely out there and people should be quite aware of it.
All right, great. So give us a little bit of insight now. If someone is really battling to meet their bills and their obligations every month, they might have missed a few payments. What do they need to do to start getting themselves right?
The very first thing is to start communicating. Do not do the ostrich. I always say it's never a good idea to put your head in the sand and think if you can't see them, they can't see you. You are responsible for all credit agreements that you have signed. And you have to honor it according to law. So start communicating with your creditors firstly. Try and make alternative arrangements. Explain to them your situation. See how you can actually mediate the situation by communicating and see what is possible. So that's the very first thing. The second thing is to take control of your finances. So what I said earlier on is make sure that you have a budget. Stick to that budget. Plan for it. Make sure that you stay within your means. Do not make credit or live on credit to keep up with the Joneses. That is really going to bite you later on. The other thing that is obviously part of the National Creditor Act and stipulated as National Creditor Act, a safe way to pay off your debt is something like debt review or debt counseling. So that is the alternative for over-indebted South Africans where you feel like you cannot make ends meet, you've skipped one or two payments. There is help out there. Firstly, speak to your creditors. Or secondly, know that there is people like debt counselors that can assist you in this process to rehabilitate you and your financial position.
Okay, now using a debt counselor like yourselves, is that something a consumer can voluntarily do?
It is fully voluntarily. So how it works is that you contact that debt counselor. They also do an assessment to have a look at what is your financial position, establish your over-indebtedness, and then on behalf of you, they communicate and negotiate with your creditors to lower the installments, also extend the terms, so that you can pay off those credit agreements that you have to pay off, but also leave you with enough cash and enough money that you can pay your living expenses and that you can have a normal life.
All right. So, and how long typically does the process take? I mean, how does it work, and what sort of what are the benefits for using a debt counselor?
The terms and the process is really quite specific when it comes to the personal or that individual's situation. We cannot say that everyone is almost the same, but anything between 3 and 5 years, that's usually the process and how long it takes. But as I say, some individuals can exit debt review quite earlier, and some do take a bit longer. It really depends on that individual's personal circumstances. The positives about debt review is as soon as you enter debt review, you are legally protected by law, which means that your creditors cannot actually come to you and take away your car or take away your home, because this is a legal process and is a court order. You have to honor that court order by paying off that rehabilitation amount on a monthly basis. But you don't have to have sleepless nights by thinking that the creditor is going to come in and going to sell my house or going to remove my car for myself. So that is the positive things, the legal protection about about debt review.
Matthijs, you mentioned some changes, first of all, to the National Credit Act, which came into effect on the 1st of April, as well as a potential challenge by Pick and Pay regarding some aspects of the affordability assessment. Just take us through what's changing, what has changed from the 1st, and what is being challenged in the courts.
Well, the challenge in the court is that what they say is that people with informal jobs that do not have a bank statement of 3 months or do not have a paycheck or a pay slip, they are not capable or they do not have the room within the National Credit Act to actually apply for credit. The National Credit Act also stipulates in Section 60 that all South African consumers have the right to apply for credit and it should be non-discriminatory. So they use that by saying that the National Credit Act at the moment do show some areas of discrimination because you have to have 3 months bank statements or you have to show some proof of income in the form of a payslip. The National Credit Act on this specific case did not change. And some documentation that I read earlier on said that the NCA or the NCR, actually National Credit Regulator, is possibly going to appeal that specific court order that came out in March. But to just make sure that South Africans understand is that it doesn't mean that you can go out and make credit now and you don't have to show proof of income. If you do have proof of income, you still have to show that. Also, we have to have a look at who are those people that brought this case to court. This is not necessarily someone like a bank. It is small or it's a big retail institution that brought this specific case to the court to have a look at. So we have to have a look at that into context as well about why they are doing it. What are their strategies? I also know someone like First National Bank said that their policies is not going to change. They're still going to ask for pay slips and still going to ask for 3 months bank statements. And I think that some of the big players when it comes to credit providers will have a look at their internal policy and then make their discretion on that. What has changed on the debt review and on the National Credit Act side, the only inclusion on that is that there were some changes on fees that happened, but also that each credit agreement should now be investigated for reckless credit, which is really a good thing for the South African consumer to make sure that reckless credit is not something that happens in the future in our country.
All right, great. I think obviously the risk is, you know, if we don't extend credit to people formerly employed, there could be a whole range of unintended consequences. What do you think could be the fallout from that?
Well, if we have a look at the consequences from that, is that that credit provider that actually grants that credit to that person that's not formally employed, if they do not actually follow all the rules and make sure that they are sure that person will be able to pay that credit, they will be the person in the loss in the end. So I think the onus is really on those credit providers that is doing those affordability assessments, that's granting that credit to really make sure that consumer can honor this agreement that they've signed.
All right. I think, you know, I think certainly when the National Credit Act came into existence, I think in 2007, if I'm not mistaken, the industry probably needed regulation. I mean, are we getting to the point now where perhaps the issues that we're facing are not so much around whether there are rules and laws to protect various parties, but it's more enforcement and we might have a bit of bureaucratic overreach, so to speak?
I think it is really about enforcement. I think the National Credit Regulator and the Act that is almost 10 years and running now did really good work. And I think that we are getting to a point where things are being more regulated for both sides, for the credit provider as well as for the consumer. But going back to the point that we said earlier on about South Africans that's possibly in the habit of making credit, I think that is where it really comes from. And for us as a company, where we say that South African consumers need to take charge of their finances. It's your personal finances. It's your responsibility. Rules and regulations is out there to protect you as well as to protect that credit provider. But first and foremost, you have to take control for yourself.
All right, Matthijs, we're going to have to leave it there. But I think that last sentence is very important. Obviously, People need to understand what they're getting themselves into and be super conservative that they can afford many of these obligations. But thank you very much for your insight, and we look forward to chatting to you in the future.
Warren, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to chatting to you again.
That was Matthijs Potgieter, spokesperson from DebtSafe.